This is the Diehards.
Sale winds. He fires. Swing and a miss. Strike three. It's over. The Red Sox have won the World Championship.
Tom Brady takes the snap, drops to the knee, and the Patriots have won their sixth Super Bowl title.
The Diehards start now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Need to know what it takes for a home loan to fit your budget and your family? Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Anthony Pepe and friends.
O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, East in Boston, Massachusetts. Man, I forget how fun it is to be on remote.
This has been a good time.
I'm hanging out with CT Betts, Chris Thurston. I hang out with Josh from Mamitas. We are here from courtesy of our friends at Mamitas. Josh, awesome, buddy. Thank you.
Hey, thank you guys for coming. We're having a good time. We got a good crowd. Everybody's having fun.
Everybody's drinking Mamitas.
Pep, thank you for the partnership. I appreciate it. Let's do a lot of good things.
All right, pal. The Draft Bar and Grill, 34 Harvard Ave in Alston, Massachusetts, the place to be, and it's awesome. It's a lot of fun. CT Betts, you're making friends over there. Josh is making friends. I'm making some friends. They compared me to some dude from Barstool Sports over there.
Who?
Spittin' Chiclets guy. I don't know.
I don't do the Spittin' Chiclets. All right. Know.
Pep, just put your duct tape away, all right?
All right, I will. Hey, we are, again, hanging out with our friends at Mamitas. It's a hard seltzer, real tequila, sparkling water, natural flavors. It's only 95 calories with a 5% ABV. Flavors include lime, mango, paloma, and pineapple. Mamitas keeps a light and refreshing taste while staying authentic to the iconic tequila cocktails that inspired bartenders for decades. Ask for them today at your local retailer or today at the Draft Bar and Grill. Or, again, at your favorite watering hole, so retailer watering hole, again, ask for Mamitas, because if they don't have it, they will get it.
They will get it.
For more information, check them out at drinkmamitas.com. That's drinkmamitas.com, or follow them on Twitter and Instagram at drinkmamitas, hashtag mucho delicious. It is spectacular. We are hanging out. We got a great hour number two lined up for you. And how many wagers you got going on right now, by the way?
So, want to know something crazy? You want the good news or the bad news?
Bad first.
Bad first is that we didn't bet the Celtics tonight.
Okay.
The good is, of course, you and I aren't in studio watching it. We're on the road, and they're up a million.
Of course.
Obviously.
That's just how it works.
Yes. But to answer your question, I have two. I actually bet two favorites tonight. Of course, and the Cubs just tied up. I have the Dodgers, and I have the Red Sox.
All right. Coming up next from NBC 10 Boston, 98.5 The Sports Hub, our good pal Tim McCullen will join us on the Progressive Guest Line right here at the Diehards on the Sports Map Radio Network.
This is the Diehards on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Anthony Pepe and friends.
My friend tonight is CT Betts, Chris Thurston. My friend is from Mamitas, Josh. And you know what? This is the place to be, is it not?
Pep, thanks for having me.
34 Harvard Ave, the place to be, the Draft Bar and Grill. Hanging out with our friends at Mamitas.
Where's McCone? You should be here.
Let's go to the Progressive Guest Line. Progressive,
Pat,
making it easy to fund
me to
your
a
home.
Fun spot. I brought you to a fun spot.
We appreciate it.
All right.
Let's just go to the Progressive Guest Line right now. Tim McCone from NBC 10 Boston, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Hey, Tim, you weren't thrown out of the draft back in the day, were you?
I'm just not. By the way, I never get invited to these types of things. It's always at the studio, which is not as much fun as it sounds like you guys are having right now.
Oh, you mean you didn't get the invite?
Yeah, no, you must have forgotten, man.
Hey, man, obviously we're excited about the draft and what just happened with the draft, and there's a lot of excitement going on with the Bruins making the playoffs. But does it seem like sports are a little bit dull right now? It's a little bit of a low period?
Yeah, I mean, look, I'll be honest. Last week's one of my favorite weeks of the sports calendar. I love the NFL draft, so naturally right after it, there's going to be a bit of a lull. But you know what? In just a few weeks, you're going to have the NBA starting up with playoffs, NHL jumping into the playoffs, and I think we'll be ratcheting things up here at least a little bit.
All right, Tim, I was pumped when Pep told me that you were going to be on tonight because you and I haven't caught up in a while, so... Wanted to get your, obviously you knew we stood on the same page here. We both probably didn't want to go into the training camp with Stidham and Cam as the only triggermen for the Patriots.
Who did?
I mean, you. I wanted Jimmy G. You didn't want Jimmy G, Pep.
Belichick, Pep, that's you, yeah.
Great, Tim, exactly. But obviously, as a gambling man, if you told me that you were going to, you know, not have to do anything and you could still sit at 15 and you were going to get Mac Jones, you know what, I'll take it. I guess wasn't thrilled with the outcome, but I'll take it. Tim, wanted to get what you thought on it.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I, like, passed out right after the Broncos with a ninth pick there, and it was just clear that one of these quarterbacks is probably going to fall to him, just the way that it was shaken out, because I just had visions of either Mac Jones or Justin Fields being there at 15 and them either trading out or taking a guard or a linebacker that I've never heard of before. So I'm just excited, like you said, too. It's not going to be – look, it's going to be Cam Newton to start week one. I think that's going to be pretty clear, but at least we actually have a quarterback in the future now that they can build around, and that's really what it comes down to, because I could not go into next season again thinking that maybe Jared Stidham could be the guy in the future, but we're going to roll with Cam Newton. We've seen that. It's not going to work. So I'm just happy we actually have someone that you can build around and be excited about.
So Bill Belichick and Nick Saban obviously have a very good relationship. Bill and the Patriots were obviously very high on defensive tackle Christian Barmore. Gave up a couple picks to move up eight spots. Obviously speaks volume. Guy was an absolute beast in the national championship. What are your thoughts on him filling the void that was kind of created by Adam Butler's free agency departure?
Adam Butler, by the way, is a big loss. I thought he's been really good for the Patriots over the last couple seasons, and I'm with you. I was jacked up when they moved up the board to grab him because he was an absolute monster in the college football playoff. And again, look, and we've seen the Urban Meyer, Greg Schiano run that he's gone on with certain college coaches before. But I'll be honest, I really like Mac Jones, and I like Matt Moore, too. So those are both picks that I can sign up for, and just for the college football season. I'll be excited about it as a Patriots fan. And to your point, like, Butler's going to be a loss for them. So the fact that they can plug in a guy that flashed the way that he did last season is exciting. And you just look at, in general, the way that they've kind of retooled this defense on the fly. Like, I don't think we really talked about Van Noy coming back enough. I think that's a huge addition to the defense.
Yep.
You kind of look at, obviously, Hightower coming back. You know, you can't exactly pencil him for 16 games, but that's certainly a big addition. And then, look, Stephon Gilmore is still on this team. I think that's going to be one of the big question marks moving forward this offseason. Is there going to be a move closer to camp in terms of maybe him either getting an extension or getting moved out? And the big question for me is how Nikhil Harry is still on the roster. I have no idea how he made it through the draft, I'll be honest. I was waiting for the conditional seventh-round pick to be shipped out for Nikhil Harry, and that didn't happen. So
they can't give him away, Tim.
Exactly. So those are the two question marks, I think, moving forward with this roster. But other than that, like, there are just not a lot of holes on this team. When you look at it, I'm pretty excited for this upcoming season for the Patriots. Not as excited as I am for the Bucs season, but I'm excited for the Patriots season. Yeah, it'll be good.
I just throw up my mouth a little. Quote, buy, and save on home insurance with Progressive's new home quote explorer, only at progressive.com. Hanging out with the diehards as we are live at the draft Bar and Grill in Alston, Massachusetts, with our friends at Mamita's Sports Map Radio Network, is our friend who apparently missed the invite to come down here from NBC 10 Boston and 98.5 The Sports Hub, Tim McComb. Hey, Tim, you like these teams drafting former teammates? Again, you have, you know, the LSU connection, you got the Bama connection, and these guys drafting former teammates to play with each other. Do you like that thought process, or do you think these teams should pick the best available players?
I loved it for the Bengals, I'll be honest with you. And I know that they were kind of getting killed because you need to give Burrow an offensive line. But I like sexy picks, I'll be honest. It's probably why I would make a bad GM. But, like, Chase and Burrow were absolute studs for LSU back in 2019. So, yeah, why would you not want to reconnect those guys? And it'll be interesting to see what shakes out with Waddle and Tua, because I'm not sure what Tua's ceiling really is in the NFL anymore, just going off of last season. But I like those moves by the teams that made them. And I think that if you know that there's a built-in connection there with Chase and Burrow like there was, I don't want to say you can find a left tackle or find an offensive line, because obviously the Bengals are a terrible organization to begin with. But if you can plug and play two dynamic players like that you know are going to fit, I think that's a great move by them.
Hey, man, what do you make of Tampa Bay picking Kyle Trask as the heir apparent to TB12? I mean, you disgusted with that?
Yeah, absolutely disgusted, Pep. Absolutely disgusted. I think you got like 8 more years of Pete Brady at this point, so I don't know why
right.
you're drafting that quarterback there. I think what's interesting with that is you heard Arians talk about the communication with Brady leading up to the draft, and that he was aware of what they were doing and this and that, and just the complete 180 from what the Patriots did with Brady in terms of, like, hey, you know what, if you're going to bring some guys in, like, maybe talk to the quarterback that led you to the Super Bowl. And as the Patriots literally brought you to the Super Bowl every other year, like, yeah, maybe he should have some input. So, look, I think if you handled it a certain way, maybe Brady's still the quarterback here in New England. You're going to get me all hot and bothered. I know you're just baiting me now, and I really don't want to go down this road, but but yeah, there you go. Yeah.
I really don't want to get you hot and bothered either, so go ahead and see the best.
Yeah. All right, Tim. NFL schedule comes out next week.
Take a number.
NFL schedule comes out next week, gives all the dates, times, and where all the NFL games are going to be played. Obviously, the big one on the NFL stage is the Brady versus Bill showdown. And when is it going to happen? Obviously, a lot of rumors being talked about. Is it going to, you know, be a Sunday night game? A lot of rumors being talked about. Is it going to be Thanksgiving night? Any inside info you got, Tim McCone, on when this game is going to be played?
I don't have a date for you, but I would be very surprised if you're not going to be able to watch it exclusively on NBC10. I'll say that. So there you go.
I see what you did there, Tim McCone. Hey, man, do you want your Celtics to make the playoffs or not make the playoffs and just blow this freaking team up?
Blow it up. I don't know about you. It's like these last few games especially have been tough to watch, and I don't know what the path is for the Celtics right now, because obviously you've got Kemba locked up for 2 more years, which is going to look like a borderline untradeable contract, and Tatum and Brown. I'm not sure necessarily how you build around these guys anymore when you're kind of stuck with the roster that you have. It's been nice to see that Nesmith has kind of come into his own here over the last couple of weeks. But I think a move like trading Marcus Smart, I don't know if you consider that blowing it up, but I have to imagine that he is probably on his way out after this season, because that's one of the few tradable assets that this team has. I just don't know what you can get for Kemba Walker at this point. And obviously we know that they're out of those picks that are going to be high in the draft. So, you know, you don't have any of those Brooklyn picks or some of the picks like the Memphis pick and the Sacramento pick that never really came through for you to begin with. So it's going to be interesting. I think Smart's probably gone, and we'll have to see here in terms of Washington with the run that they've gone on over the last couple of weeks with Bradley Beal, whether or not that's going to happen too.
Tim, the Bruins starting to play pretty good, although obviously dropped a tough one last night in overtime to the Devils. The addition of Taylor Hall, getting that second line going.
Can they beat the Tampa Bay Lightning? Is that the question?
I mean, actually, that's where I was going.
All right.
Craig Smith playing out of his mind. Krejci. It's been tough because you don't see the other, you know, the other teams in the bubble that you're used to seeing. But, yeah, how is it going to be if you could make it past the first couple rounds with the teams in your own conference, and then maybe you get to, you know, rounds down later on? Are they going to be able to play with the Tampa Bays and, you know, God forbid they, you know, hopefully they get to the Stanley Cup Finals and maybe it's the Avalanche or the Knights. Can they compete?
I think so, right? I think if you're playing your best hockey at the right time, they have a roster that can compete. And the one great thing about the NHL, unlike the NBA, which I'll admit, I follow the NBA closer than I do the NHL, but the NBA, I mean, 99% of the time, I can tell you who's going to win the series going into it. From the NHL, you know, really, if you're playing your best hockey, I feel like anyone can take a series, and I think the Bruins certainly have enough talent to do that. Speaking of that, by the way, I don't know if you've been watching this Rangers-Capitals game at all tonight, but unbelievable. Unbelievable. So, yeah, it's the NHL, the product right now is certainly... certainly a lot more interesting than what the NBA is. So, yeah.
Hey, Tim, we apologize for you missing that email. Must have went to spam on the invite for the party tonight, Cinco de Mayo at the Draft Bar and Grill with Mamitas. But we'll get you next time, okay, pal?
Yeah, look at that. Getting the plug in, even with that jab at me. That's how you know you're a real pro, pep. There you go. I like it. Yeah.
There he is, Tim McCone.
Tim, good to talk to you, bud.
From NBC 10 Boston, 98.5, the Sports Hub. We'll talk to you later on down the line, my friend. Take a quick TO when we return. Another friend of the show, our partner from BUSR.com/thediehards. James Ross is on the Progressive Guest Line next here on the Sports Map Radio Network.
You're listening to The Diehards on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Anthony Pepe and friends.
O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, east in Boston, Massachusetts, literally on remote at the Draft Bar and Grill in Alston, Massachusetts, with our friends at Mamitas. I want to tell you about, we're telling you about Mamitas all night long. We're just going to tell you about O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're here to keep your car on the road with the right parts, advice from their professional parts people, and their free loaner tool program. There's no need to purchase a tool if you're only going to use it once. Your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store has more than 80 specialty tools available to rent for your next repair. Refundable deposit required at the time of rental. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today and ask for their free loaner tool program or visit O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Joining us on the Progressive Guest Line, good friend of the show from BUSR.com/thediehards, Mr. James Ross. James, how'd you guys do with the Derby?
Not badly at all, thank you. We look, this week for us is the calm after the storm. So we're going through our figures from the weekend. And needless to say, Essential Quality didn't win, so we did. Thankfully, the huge bet, you know, $1 million worth of deposits that we took from
sure.
one big crypto whale on Essential Quality didn't beat us. We're still in business, and we're getting ready for premium.
So did that crypto money, did it cash in already? How does that work?
Well, he
Doge.
The majority of the bets that he placed were on Essential Quality. And if you saw the race, Essential Quality, it was the dog that never barked. You know, ended
right.
up coming fourth. There was a point where it looked like it might have won at one point, but Essential Quality was beaten. Medina Spirit won it. You know, only by a nose, but it won it at the end of the day and now goes in as the favourite for Preakness, and all eyes turn towards that next Triple Crown race.
Hey, James, how did the handle go as far as the overall number on the Derby compared to last year? Was it more or less?
Oh, huge. Oh, no, the handle was way up. I would say
okay.
we were basically at normal Derby levels this year.
Okay.
Forget the weirdness of last September. We're back to normal. You know, we have fans in at the course, at the track, and yeah, it was like a normal year. The atmosphere was back, and thankfully, yeah, the result was kind to us, and yeah, it couldn't have gone much better, if I'm honest.
All right, James. Now the question that everybody's been asking us about, now that the Derby is finally over, fans want to know who placed that $1 million bet at BUSR.
Know.
Pep and I want to know. The fans want to know. Sports Map Radio wants to know. Who was it?
And I want to tell you. I'll tell you who doesn't want. Well, I can't tell you who doesn't want me to tell you. We have actually reached out to the whale himself through his PA and just said, "Hey, look, it'd be great publicity for crypto if we could, you know, put your name attached to this." And it's a firm no. So no, I can't name who it was. He did get a bit of a return from us. You know, we didn't win a straight million off him because he had some exotics that won. But unfortunately, I would love to reveal his name. I can't. It's confidential. But fingers
All
crossed,
right.
he gets playing on some of the big sports events we've got in the next few weeks.
All right, James. I don't know if you remember this or not, but a week ago tonight when we were talking about the Derby, I said to you, James, what do you think about Medina Spirit, Bob Baffert's horse, 15-1? And you know, you, Pep, you know, you kind of just brushed me aside. You know, all the other horses, no one wants to talk about it. Bob's out there saying, you know what, my horse is mediocre, doing the classic Bob Baffert. If you could get Bob Baffert at 15-1, that's a no-brainer.
James, I'm never hearing the end of this.
Oh, look, I would love to be able to say, hey, look, I believe in Medina Spirit as well. I was trying to push all our customers on to someone other than Medina Spirit because it was always such a good thing.
Fair enough.
I like he's honest.
Fair enough, James.
Baffert says himself
like that
it needed to be a fight for him to win. It turns out to be a real scrap between the form and the end. Look, would you back against Baffert in in Preakness now, it'd be a gamble to go against him, wouldn't it?
Hey, James, curious, you mentioned that you couldn't give the name of the whale. What does it take to be entitled a whale? What kind of money? Like, is it a $10,000 bet? Is it a $100,000 bet? Is it $1 million? What type of amount of bet do you consider somebody a whale?
Me personally, I'd probably say, is this bet bigger than my salary, and can I get fired for it? That's probably where I kind of take it more seriously. So, I'm on nowhere near a million. No, look, I think when you're into six figures, honestly, whoever okays that bet, and this one was me, you do panic a little bit going into the event.
Now, are you the guy that has to okay the bets?
I'm not meant to be the guy, but if I'm the only guy that's online from the management team, and you've got the VIP on the line who wants to place a big bet, I can't say, hey, look, I'll call you tomorrow on that one when my manager can sign it off. And sometimes, yeah, look, whoever's on shift sometimes has to make a call on things like this. Thankfully, we won this time. But for us, the big thing it says, forget who the whale is, as interesting as that is, the bigger picture story is here, people like to bet with crypto. It's a normal currency. It's a way, it's like credit card or debit card. People are moving that way, and you should, you guys should look at doing it too. It's just so easy.
Hey, CG Betts, that's stressful though. Imagine being like the guy that says, hey, you know what? Yeah, yes. I'm going to take that $1 million bet.
Yes or no? I could do that in my sleep.
Oh, of course.
James, we are sitting here with our friend Josh from Mamitas, who's also a sponsor of the show, along with BUSR. And he has a question for you. Josh, fire when ready.
Preakness, who am I taking? Win, place, show.
Wow.
Well, I can give you the favorites. Like, Medina Spirit is going to be the favorite.
Medina Spirit is a crap horse. Who is it?
No, I actually don't rate Medina Spirit, but it's plus 250 is the favorite at the moment.
Sure.
You've got Concert Tour at plus 400. You've got Hot Rod Charlie, if that one runs, that's plus 550. And yep. The one I probably want to back at the moment would maybe be Mandaloon. That raced fairly well, okay. Coming second, a bit unlucky in the Derby. That's at plus 550.
Mandaloon's going from plus 25 to plus what? 10? Coming in second? I mean, what are you going to do?
I don't know what to do, dude. I mean, nobody knows what to do. That's why it's called gambling, right, James?
I love the ponies.
The bet we should offer is just Bob Bassett to win or any other trainer to win it. So I think that's everyone's going to want back Buffett in the next few Triple Crowns.
Hey, James, before we let you go, again, we are live at a bar in Boston. The place is Hoffman, and we want to tell everybody here why they should bet on BUSR.com/thediehards. It's the place to be. We tell them that, but you tell them that.
Go on, just for absolute fun. If anybody signs up with us tonight at BUSR.com/thediehard, I will put a $50 free bet in their account by this time tomorrow. And I will personally do that. It's
awesome.
Another thing I could lose my job for,
bucks.
But I like to gamble. So that's gone. Join up with us through the Diehard, $50 free bet. Don't have to put your credit card in. Don't have to give us any other than your name and your address and your phone number. And we'll give you that free bet. No commitment. Come and join us.
Let's go.
Don't lose your gig, man. We like
Let's
having
go.
You on.
James, we need you on every Wednesday night.
Well, it's certainly not from a tipping, so I might as well just throw some money at your customer, your listeners, and see who wants to join us. But look, there's loads of sports on the next couple of weeks. We've got the Triple Crown, obviously. We'd welcome as many customers as we can possibly get through the door. $50, free bet. Join as soon as you can.
Hey, James, thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule. We appreciate it, as always. And we'll talk to you next Wednesday. Okay, pal?
Have a great night, guys.
There he is, James Ross from BUSR.com/thediehards. Again, sign up today, BUSR.com/thediehards, to get $50 free play, courtesy of our pal James. And it's too bad, CT Betts, you already signed up, so you can't get that $50.
I know, I already signed up, I was a little too late. James comes on the show, starts giving out bonuses and everything. CT Betts already has an account. He loses out. It's all right. He banged the winning horse.
Ken Thompson from SportsX Radio in Las Vegas joins the Diehards next. Keep it right here.
listening to The Diehards on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Anthony Pepe and friends.
O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios East, Boston, Massachusetts. We're actually in Allston. Place called the Draft Bar and Grill with our friends at Mamitas. Josh putting the party on for us. CT Betts, my pal Chris Thurston, hanging out here. And, you know, I kicked off the show, CT Betts, saying how much I love and miss remotes. And then at the end of the show, I'm going, is it over yet? Because it is stressful. You got people coming up to you that maybe
they want to ask questions.
They want to ask questions. They're writing stuff down.
Want to put the headset on.
They maybe had a few too many mamitas.
Yep.
A lot younger than us, so I'm feeling very old.
We are feeling a little old.
Yeah, it's all right, though. But let's go to the Progressive guest line. Progressive, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. He's our age, well, similar.
The best.
He's a good friend of the show, the best from SportsX Radio in Las Vegas, Mr. Ken Thompson. Hey, Ken, welcome back to the Diehards. How are you, buddy?
Man, always great to be with you two guys, man. And the only difference is that KT found the fountain of youth out here in Vegas.
I know, and I wish I could go out there and find that. I could really use that right now.
Well, that's the problem. When you live here, you can find it. When you visit here, forget about it. You age another 20 years every weekend you come out here.
That is absolutely true. So, hey, man, I saw your tweet last night. You tweeted out at me that you were listening to the show. By the way, thank you. You put us over the 10,000 listener ship last night, which was awesome. I pulled up the ratings and checked it out. You didn't really agree with my would you rather give up two Super Bowl rings if you were the New England Patriots to get that undefeated season?
Here's the thing. If I'm a Patriots fan, I give up four of those Super Bowls for that perfect season. Why? Because everything will always be measured to 19-0. I mean, it's the only reason the Miami Dolphins of 72 are relevant, right?
Yeah, you're right, man. And I when I heard Tom Brady say that, I'm like, well, that surprises me that he said he would give up two ring CT bets to get that undefeated.
I was surprised at that, too.
But as a fan, I absolutely, what Ken just said, give me an all. I want an undefeated season. Sign me up.
Really?
Yes.
I'm not
the 2007 season still crushes me to this day, like, crushes me.
So you give up two Super Bowls, both of you, for that?
Yeah, give me the fifth.
I give up four.
I give up four.
A couple of those Super Bowls that were just like at the end of the game were like, you know, Carolina, Philly, the one that Philly beat them, which was still that one.
That
annoys
one still,
me.
I lose sleep
the
over.
The Atlanta one, yeah, that was a fun one. Maybe I wouldn't give that one up. I don't know. You can't give up the first one, right?
Listen, you stole the Seattle one, too. Come on.
Yeah, man. I know.
All right, Ken.
19-0. Everybody will always be measured to that. Now, of course, with the 17-game season, you got a shot to go 20-0, right?
That, yeah, true. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, there's new rule this year in the NFL.
You know Tom Brady's foaming at the mouth.
Of course. Ken, obviously a lot of talk in the NFL about Aaron Rodgers and where he will be pulling the trigger next year. Brett Favre, I just saw on the bottom line, came out and said he highly unexpects Aaron Rodgers to be pulling the trigger in Green Bay next year. Will he be pulling the trigger next year in Green Bay? And if not, where do you have him?
All right, so here's the thing. I guarantee there will be an A. Rodgers starting on that squad next year in Green Bay. Unfortunately, it's going to be Amari Rodgers.
It's going to be the running back.
That's the deal, man. I mean, when you start hearing people that close to him, and I had Rossi Bernstein on last night. Rossi, of course, a Cal Berkeley alum like Aaron, and Rossi knows Aaron, and he said, you know, he doesn't expect him to be back. I mean, you're hearing that from a lot of people. But my thing is, guys, I don't get the timing. And I just want to put a question to you and your listeners out there in Die Hard Nation. If Aaron Rodgers beats Brady in that NFC Championship game in Lambeau where they had the advantage, they got him up in the cold, got him away from the dome over there in New Orleans off that game. They got the weather going their way. They're home in the NFC Championship game. If they win that game, are we even having this discussion? I don't think so. And what if they win the Super Bowl? I mean, come on, man. You got to be kidding. I think it's sour grapes, and Aaron Rodgers has to take some blame in that game. He throws an interception at the end of the first half, risk and reward. What does it lead to? A Tampa Bay touchdown on the last play of the first half. And then what happens? When he could run one in, he doesn't. He decides to fire it. And then if you're that guy, if you're that MVP guy, I don't care if my coach says I'm kicking a field goal. I'm going over there and I'm going, are you freaking kidding me? give me another down. Worst case scenario, we leave him on the 8-yard line. But we're going for a fourth down. He didn't show me any MVP moxie by doing that. Now, the other thing is he could end up out here in Vegas, so I got to be careful in case I have any interviews with him.
He could end up there. Obviously, rumors are he could go to the Broncos, and we know what John Elway has done in the past with Peyton Manning. To me, it makes all the sense in the world. From a New England Patriots standpoint, I hear people going, yeah, I would love Aaron Rodgers. You have to give up too much. He's 38 years old. But from a Denver Broncos standpoint, to me, it just seems like it makes more sense to them than a Patriots organization. What do you think?
I agree. I think, you know, for Denver, and they've done this route before with Peyton Manning, so Elway's the guy that'll go out. And you know these other quarterbacks, the veterans, they can relate with Elway. And Elway's like, look, I won my two Super Bowls late in my career. So come over here, get another ring, and that'll separate you from some of the other guys. Now, Rodgers had the chance last year to do it on his own. And that's why, to me, it's kind of sour grapes, because I think he looks back and reflects and says, well, Tom Brady called his shots, and he went to Tampa Bay and took care of business. Yeah, and Arians built a team around him. But Arians was second-guessing, you know, four or five games into the season because Brady was struggling a little bit. Everything worked out there for Tampa Bay, and these guys aren't Tom Brady. They don't find ways to win the way this guy finds ways to win. So I don't know. I think if wherever A-Rod, if he goes to Denver, if he comes here to the Raiders, they're going to be hard-pressed to get where Green Bay is right now. I would tweak that team, and they did. They tweaked it a little bit. They got a new center that could be pretty good from Ohio State. Amari Rodgers could help out. You got Davante Adams. I mean, you got weapons there. You got the cold at Lambeau. So, you know, if you're thinking the grass is greener, there's been many quarterbacks late in their career that have made that type of move, and most of them we never hear from again.
Ken, the Vegas Knights are playing some great hockey out there in Vegas. Now listed as 4-1 favorites to win the cup. I was lucky enough to, I like Vegas. I got them at 10-1 around the beginning of the season, you know, a couple of weeks in. You liking their chances to bring home the first ever cup or what?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think they have an outstanding chance. I mean, Stone and Pacioretty are studs. I mean, Theodore has been steady all season from the defense. Marchessault, Carlson, we know we can count on those guys. Stevenson got our goal tonight to give us a 1-0 lead against Minnesota last. I just checked. Minnesota plays us very, very tough. And Colorado's going to be tough as well. So,
yeah.
You know, you can never count anything. You know, and even if St. Louis, when they're in there, they're a team that, you know, Vegas right now would match up with. You got to be careful on all these teams. You can't take any seven-game series lightly. But I like that hockey does the best out of seven, because I think that gives you an opportunity to take care of business and you have no excuses.
Hey, Ken, we know the NFL trumps the NHL. Obviously, that's a stupid question, no-brainer. But are the Vegas Knights a little bit more popular right now than the Raiders?
Oh, yeah, there's no question. I mean, first off, they're playing now, and they're playing at a very high level. But
yeah.
The Raiders, you know, that's the whole thing. The Raiders were here for a season, but nobody got a chance outside of us
media folks to
go into Allegiant Stadium and see them. So after, you know, and that's the whole thing. There's 2 years in a row now that they've gotten off to good starts, 6-4, and then last year 6-3. You've got to close it out. You've got to be able to make the postseason. You can't just play the first 9-10 games and look like you're going to make the playoffs. You got to be able to close things out. So we'll see. They tweak the defense, the secondary. I think Gus Bradley is the guy that is going to be able to work with a lot of these young secondary players. And I like Ngakoue. I think that's a big pickup there if he can come back to any form of what we saw a few years ago. And, you know, they let Heath go, but they just picked up, you know, the youngster that the Chargers had, that Bradley was Hayward, that, you know, that he had. And if this guy could get back to anything like 2017, you know, I know that's a big if. There's a lot of ifs. But, you know, end of the day, the Raiders got to produce. And I think getting Kenyon Drake, people don't realize, when you have a 1-2 combo of Jacobs and Drake, there's no day off for the defense, no down off for the defense as far as, you know, watching out for the run. And, you know, Carr, Mariota, whoever's that quarterback, whether, you know, it's those two or some miracle Rodgers gets here, you know what, the Raiders have plenty of weapons on offense. Can the defense stop them? And can the Raiders make up for three lost offensive linemen, including Rodney Hudson to Arizona? I think they'll be okay. We'll wait and see what happens.
We know how hot you are and how much you like Marcus Mariota, and I'm a huge fan as well, and I think he still has a lot of football left in him. Do you think if he plays well in training camp, do you think he can beat out Derek Carr, or is it Derek Carr's job to lose and he's going to start 1, 2, 3 games and maybe he's out with an injury or just doesn't perform and that's how Mariota gets in? Can Mariota get the starting job before the season starts?
I think so. I think there's a reason you take a $6.5 million pay cut the way he did. I mean, he got $10 million last year, takes $3.5 million. Now, there is, again, that $10 million clause there to where if he becomes the starter, he elevates his salary. And that's what poo-pooed a lot of teams like New England and others away from going after his trading for Mariota because of that clause. And so I think Mariota's run-pass option, again, we saw small sample size last year. He's chomping at the bit to get in there. We know he never thought he'd lose his job permanently to Tannehill. I think Mariota's got it. We'll wait and see. As far as durable enough to make it through a 17-game season, I'll be shocked because he still does not feel the blind side enough for me. When he's able to step up in the pocket or plant off the back foot, Derek Carr throws it in the top five in the NFL. But he's got to also be careful because he does not feel the blind side and he does not take off and run like a Marcus Mariota. He does not give you that run-pass option that I think Marcus is confident to pick to show the Raiders what he can do on a steady basis.
Ken, all this football talk here. I haven't had Jan in a while here. You and I haven't touched base. I have a little birdie out there in Vegas. Not sure if you've been paying attention to the FCS football, but been making a little bit of money here on it, and he's telling me that Delaware, I got it on Monday at plus one, is a pretty good bet versus South Dakota State. Already moved Delaware minus 1.5. Didn't know if you've been whacking the FCS at all, if you have any info on it, but wanted to give you that little tidbit if you haven't already heard.
Yeah, I've actually followed the whole thing inside out, and I think San Houston State will take out James Madison, and they will get to the final. Remember, that game is in Frisco, Texas. You will see every San Houston State alum there supporting the Bearcats and Cats with a K. So South Dakota State, though, Gronowski, the quarterback, the freshman, is outstanding, but they never realized they were going to get the battle from Southern Illinois, a team they beat by 41 earlier in the year, and they got it, and they were fortunate to come back and win that game.
Hey, Ken, before we let you go, how you hitting bases? You playing baseball at all?
You know, I'll tell you what I should do is every time the Mets have DeGrom or somebody that pitches well
bet
on the mound,
them.
Just go against them.
Go against them. Right.
I'm telling you, as a Mets fan, it just sucks, man. We always have great pitching, and we're just looking for batters, man. And, you know, you can fire Chili Davis and everybody else that's supposed to be able. If these guys can't learn how to hit or they don't know how to hit by the time they get to the show, you know, I mean, you're going to have scapegoats, and you're going to run out of scapegoats. You got to put some runs on the board. You can't, you know, have every game where you score one or two runs.
Hey, Ken, keep up the good work with SportsX Radio. We really appreciate the time, as always. We'll talk to you next week.
Love you guys, man. You guys are the best, and it's great to get you out here in Vegas. You guys be good.
There he is, Ken Thompson.
Thanks, Ken.
Ken Thompson, firmly on the Las Vegas Strip. SportsX Radio, one of the best in the business. And you partied with him last time you were in Vegas, right?
No, we actually never met up.
You did not? Okay.
No, he was one of the only ones that we didn't get a chance to meet up. He got busy with stuff, and then you know how things go in Vegas.
When are you going back to Vegas, by the way? And hopefully myself and Josh from Mamitas is coming with you.
Well, I have a great idea, Pep. Why don't we have Josh from Mita's take care of a whole trip for us out to Vegas?
I'm thinking we do that. We do the show live in Las Vegas at a Mamitas. You would love that?
I
think we could pull that off. Let's get his credit card
right
now.
The credit card swipes really good, I was telling you before.
Hey, let's just book the airfare tonight.
Yeah, done. Boom. I got my computer right here.
Grab his credit card and we'll just button that up.
That would be the night to do it.
Let's take our final timeout.
He says he's in.
Of the show. We'll come back and wrap things up. You're listening to the Diehards at the Draft Bar and Grill, courtesy of our friends at Mamitas. We are in Alston, Massachusetts. We'll come right back and wrap things up. We're the Diehards Sports Map Radio Network.
This is the Diehards on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Anthony Pepe and friends.
Tonight's show presented by Rocket Mortgage, ready for a new home. Rocket can. All right. So I get the dudes next to me, CT Betts, asking me about the Celtics. What do I think about the Celtics? And I said they suck. And you know his response was, no, dude, they're developing. I go, developing? They've been in the Eastern Conference Finals 3 of the last 4 years. What the hell are they developing?
How are they developing?
They're developing how to suck.
They play down to every opponent that they play.
My
it's,
God.
It's insane.
They lost to a New Orleans team. No, was it New Orleans? No, the Oklahoma City Thunder. They lost 14 in a row.
They're developing? They're the most inconsistent team in the NBA by far. It's not even close.
Oh, Ken. Yo, Pep, what do you think of the Celtics, Ken? They suck.
Well, Pep, least we know what we have to do. We know that we don't have to. For the Celtics to win, we can't watch them.
Correct.
So
they won tonight. Or winning tonight.
Yeah, they won by a million. Yeah, of course.
We just don't watch them.
Yeah, just don't watch them. That's all.
But you know what we do watch. We watch Josh's wallet. We make sure that the mamitas is still flowing all night long because this is the place to be. What, buddy?
Keep it going. Keep it flowing. We're going to have fun.
All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to go another hour here in the Die Hard. So you just talk into that microphone for the next hour, and you're on the radio in 96 radio stations across the country, including Hawaii. You just talk into that microphone, Josh, and keep the mamitas flowing. And AC running rock and roll control in Houston.
AC, you good with that?
He's going to give us another hour. Yes.
You got to send.
I mean,
AC.
You guys can talk for another hour. Just it might not be broadcast.
Hey, shh. Don't
Josh, can you get AC, my man AC some mamitas down there in Texas, please?
I got you, AC.
Please
go buy some and send your fucking bill. Excuse me, sorry. Pat,
We'll send the bill.
Send
all right,
the
so
bill.
It's been a pleasure hanging out here at the Draft Bar and Grill. We love hanging out here. AC running rock and roll control in Houston. We love it. And CT Betts, what do you got going on this weekend?
Unfortunately, my uncle and godfather passed away.
Sorry to hear that for your loss.
Have to head home to Connecticut for the services. So, good friend of the show, Val, that was her best friend. So, going to be a tough weekend.
Condolences, Val. And again, we'll do it all again tomorrow night. Guys, thank you so much. Mamitas, we love you guys. And we'll be back again tomorrow night with the Diehards, Mark Linehan and Coach Billy Donovan. AC, you're the best.
Thanks,
good night,
AC.
Everybody.
Cheers.